Welcome to FitzArns Property Exchange, hosted by Pearl Skeltema, designed to keep you informed and captivated about the South African residential property market. Subscribe to our channel today and enjoy conversations with some of the most influential, innovative, and interesting industry experts, stakeholders, and scheme executives as they render input in today's property market.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Pearl Skeltema, the CEO of FitzArns Estates. Welcome to FitzArns Property Exchange. Today, we're going to talk about insurance. We're going to talk about problem solving. I'm very privileged to have Ria Furiel from King Price. Ria is responsible for product development, underwriting, marketing, and client relations. She is the head of King Price's Community Insurance Division. Ria started her career in banking, and as a result of her love of people and the drive to solve problems, Ria started her career in banking. And as a result of her love for people, she joined the insurance industry. She's been with King Price for the past 5 years. Welcome, Ria. Tell us more about this.
Thanks, Paul. Thank you very much. Yes, as you mentioned, I started my career in banking as that my late father believed that women either became a school teacher or go and work in the bank. So that's why I landed up in the bank. But yeah, I did get very bored quickly, and I did have the opportunity to start a career in insurance, which I love because I love the diversity of insurance. There's so lot to do in, you know, you have to have knowledge of so many things about building regulations, and then of course also the problem solving that we need to deal every day with. This coming out of the old ways of doing insurance in sectional title in my previous job, and you as managing agent are well related to that, was very reactive. And we definitely started to investigate of how we're going to turn sectional title insurance around. So we decided that TIC is the way to go. And yes, I'm so privileged that King Price have joined us in this partnership and adopted all our love and, you know, our problem solving going through technology, and you are supported us in our division of taking this insurance management absolutely to and to the next level of dealing with insurance claims.
Well, I'm very interested and extremely inquisitive to hear more about this. So let's kick this off. Explain why insurance is a legal requirement under the Sectional Title Schemes Management Act.
Okay, Paul, yes, we know that the amended Act in 2016 had brought quite a lot of changes in the industry, not only for insurers, but also for you as managing agent, property managers, and so forth. But last but not least, our clients, the body corporates, HOAs, or, you know, who we're dealing with. The Act is very specifically of what needs to be insured. And, you know, the one thing that was always there was the perils that we refer to, like our normal storm, fire, etc., that the buildings and the common property, the units and so forth need to be insured with. But I think the biggest change that the Act promulgated in 2016 was on the fidelity guarantee cover, which was prior to that not a necessary cover for body corporates. But then the Act also stipulated that insurance policies must comply with the regulation to include managing agents as well. The Act was also very clear that if there is a fidelity guarantee claim within a body corporate, that the insurer must indemnify the body corporate immediately to put them in a position to go forward with their day-to-day expenses and their day-to-day of managing the scheme. Then, of course, there was some changes in the public liability side, and then, of course, the trustees and directors' liability. So I'm very proud to be able to say that our policy with King Price that we provide to our clients, our body corporate, HOA, retirement villages, property owners, and so forth, all the buildings that do falls in the community living definition, that our policy do comply with all the requirements stipulated in the Act.
Thank you so much. May I ask, have you dealt with fidelity insurance claims in the past 3 years?
Luckily not, but I can confirm that we had our first fidelity guarantee claim a month ago. That's already been settled. We've already indemnified our Barrie corporate that suffer, unfortunately, this heart sore loss. But yes, you know, in my previous environment, we also dealt with that, and we will definitely see this type of claims coming. I think, you know, for Barrie corporates having insurance now, there's a lot of peace of mind for them because they know they will be covered. Yes. If something happened. That I think, you know, we all remember the Constantia debacle of a couple of years ago, you know, that really disrupted the industry. And I'm actually glad that, you know, the Act required that this cover need to be enforced and that we also need to include the managing agents and making sure that our clients can be go on with what they need to do as every day that they are working and make sure that the Barrie corporate is fully functional.
Correct. I have to say from my client's point of view too, there is really a sense of relief in the sense that the fidelity cover is there. But okay, insurance is not just fidelity, although this is a new thing and we need to explain that to our clients. What type of insurance is required and the maintenance of it?
Well, yes, insurance, as I mentioned earlier, we need to make sure that the buildings are insured for the perils or the act of God that we normally refer to, but not only that.
Can I interrupt you? Yes. Everyone always refers to act of God. Don't you want to give us a small explanation of that?
Yeah, Paul, yes, the act of God is really something that you don't foresee. You know, it's the hailstorms that hit Gauteng all over the country, the storms. I think that is pretty much in our environment that we normally refer to the act of God. So that is really that extreme storms, losses that normally happen when there is all this rainstorm, hailstorms, floods, and so forth. Fires that we know, you know, that happened in the Cape region quite often over the past three, four, 5 years. So, yes, that is what we refer to insurance, the act of God.
Okay, so that's mainly weather-related. Thank you for
It's mainly weather-related, but also then fire-related as well.
Okay, but not arson, I suppose.
Well, arson also, that is really not an act of God. Arson, I think, is something that somebody that's very angry, you know, that can happen. But yes, it do happen. It can happen. We were lucky that we didn't have that type of claims in the past couple of years. But, you know, that will definitely future somewhere in our future as well.
Okay, thank you for that. How has King Price innovated the way consumers process sectional title developments and other estates and retirement villages?
Well, yes, we, as I mentioned earlier as well, you know, when we decided that we want to do insurance in a different way, we had to be very innovative and yes, we'd love and we did disrupt the market and we utilized technology in our claims management process. Previously and still this, it's still very evident in the insurance industry that, you know, there's still an old way of dealing with insurance claim, you know, for example, a gate motor go, the Barrie corporate replacement and just submit the invoice to the insurer for payment. That is very reactive claims management. So we turned it around in a proactive and a very transparent claims management process, meaning that we want to deal from the beginning that when we refer to the first notification of loss, meaning that we want to deal with it from the beginning when the incident happened till the client signs off. So that is what our proactive claims management system consists of. It is really that we're taking care of it. We approved a King Price service provider, which we have already pre-negotiated labor rates. And then also in our component side on the geysers, we've got pre-negotiated rates, which means that we drive the claim cost down, which in the end of the day, also the client benefit by that, because the claims cost in the insurance policy is lower, which also then contribute to a much better and more profitable loss ratio. So that is what we've implemented 5 years ago, is this proactive claims management process, which is transparent. All the stakeholders working on the same platform, meaning that the managing agent, property owners, also then, of course, our service providers that work on a workforce application, which is tightly integrated into our claims management backend system, and then as well as our underwriting management system as well. So that's very transparent. It's a portal. We give access to anybody that wants access, as you as managing agent can, for example, give access to your body corporate for the trustees to track and trace claims that can happen. And the same with the brokers as well. You know, we've launched this product to the brokers in May this year. Previously, we have a direct distribution channel working with managing agents directly. But yes, we don't hide information. We're very transparent, and that's what we love about our claims management system.
Okay. As we know it as managing agents, it is a very timelessly process, and sometimes clients can get easily upset about the fact that the problem is not attended to immediately. So what I would like to know is, how is King Price making this process easier? I'd like to know what exactly happens with this automated claim system.
Okay, Paul, yes, it's very excited. We don't do paper, so there's no need for to complete a claims form. We install this portal into our managing agents and brokers' offices at free of charge. It's a 5-question that you complete, taking not even 5 minutes, where you, while you're on the phone and the unit owner report, for example, let's go on to a GISA claim, which we know is 65% of the claims coming into your office and our office every day. Yes. While the owner is on the phone, you capture, you know, everything that happened. You click submit, and as soon as you click submit, the claim is already in all stakeholders' environment, meaning that you have already received a claim number on your email. The claim is already in our environment, and then the preferred service provider already that's linked to this body corporate received a job on his workforce application. We also prefer to onboard specific and service provider that have a very long good relationship with body corporate. But this service provider, this plumber, will get a notification that if got a job for ABC Body Corporate Unit 1, there's a GISA problem. He have 3 minutes to accept the job on his workforce application. If he is the preferred service provider and he haven't accepted the job within 30 minutes, then the KP claims team will phone him and say, Paul, you haven't accepted this job. What is the problem? Sorry, Ria, I'm in the roof. I didn't have exception, but yes, I'm good to go. He accepts the job on his workforce application. He can see everything that for example, Tim have locked of what happened, you know, at unit number one. He will phone the unit number one, and he will make an appointment with the owner to have access to this to his unit. He will go out. We can JUTAG them because the workforce application is set up like this. So when he gets into the body corporate's perimeter walls or boundary walls, he have to check in so we know he's there. But all this happened, and all the scheduling of the appointment, for example, with the unit owner are locked in the system. So when any managing agent or broker wants to know what is the progress, they can just log into the portal and they can see what happened. So we will go in, check what is wrong. If he do have the components on his vehicle, he will there and then quote on his workforce application, because our pre-negotiated rates, either labor or components, are already loaded in the system. They will quote. The system will automatically approve that claim, especially on our GISA claims, because we want them to be out of our hands so easy and so quickly as possible. He will replace the geyser, do everything that he needs, capture the old serial numbers, upload photos. If he is a skilled service provider, for example, and are allowed to do some resulting damage, he will open a job for himself, again, quote from predefined building rates that's in his workforce application, and do the resulting damage, upload the photos, and submit his invoice, and we will check it the next morning. And if everything is there, we will pay him within 48 hours. So that is how easy geyser claims happen, because that is our fast track claims. And we want that to be, for example, to be out of our day, our daily day, because a geyser claim don't need to be in an insurance book for more than 48 hours, except if there is, for example, huge resulting damage. You know, that changed the picture a bit. But the day-to-day geyser claims, we want them settled within 48 hours.
Okay. May I ask what happens over weekends? Because these catastrophes is not limited only from Monday to Friday.
Yes, Paul, yes, that is definitely so. We are used to replace geysers on Christmas and New Year as well. That's why we started. You know, when we started in 2016, our own claim teams actually handled our 24/7 call center. But it became, you know, quite busy. So we've outsourced that service to a service provider that's dealing in the same way with the claims that the KP staff used to do over the past 3 years. They also answer the phone as King Price, so the unit owner don't even know, you know, that he's not dealing with a real KP claims consultant at the moment. So 24/7, we're there. As long as we can have access to the unit, we will either make safe or replace, you know, and, you know, that's why we do it, because we know that you and your you as managing agents and our brokers need some time off over a weekend and over holidays, but we're there for you to back you.
All right. So that includes after hour service. And how do you handle comebacks? The job has now been executed and the client a day or two later is not happy with something regarding the installation.
Yes.
Is this also automated? Can complaints be reported in the same manner?
Yes, the claims can be reported in the same manner. Normally, when there is a owner is not happy, you know, with anything that happened after he signed off, which we hopefully, you know, it should be. But the claims, the complaints are handled internally through our claims manager herself. Our service provider do not get involved in complaints of work that's been executed from themselves. So then either the managing agent, because you are always the first line of entry, or the broker will come back to us and say, you know what, the unit owner is not happy, his geyser is not heating up, because we know we do get some faulty geysers, brand new, that fail. Unfortunately, that things happen. And then we will rectify that on our cost, because remember, we've taken care of the claim from the beginning, and we will solve the problem and make sure that the client is happy.
That sounds awesome. Okay. I've heard that the next evolution of urban living insurance will be to create smart sectional title developments. What does this entail?
Yeah, Paul, this is quite a mouthful, and I think there's very different, you know, versions of, you know, how people interpreted this. But, you know, if we, you know, look at new developments, the new builds, we are really want that to go, you know, more to the green buildings and more efficient. But, you know, unfortunately, that's not always, you know, the, you know, possible in the contractor space. But yes, urban living, you know, it's normally high rises and, you know, green buildings, which there is quite a couple of them, which we already insured. But, you know, making use of big water heating plants and not installing single geysers in each and every unit, which is awesome, you know, because you don't deal with that 65 8% of geyser-related claims on a daily basis. It's much more efficient, for on the end of the day of running the body corporate. But yes, urban living is here to stay, and I think we still have quite some progress to be made in that. But I think, you know, everybody that's working in that environment, we are getting closer day by day.
Okay. Green living, I think that's the way to go, and perhaps a topic for another time. Ria, thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for explaining this to us. Where can we contact you or King Price?
Yes, Paul, you can contact me, and I'm more than prepared to share my mobile. It's 083-252-8548. My email address is just as easy. It's ria.furiel@kingprice.co.za. So you are more than welcome to contact me. As you mentioned earlier, I am the person responsible for marketing, product development, client relation, and all that to go. So then from there, we will take it further and assist anybody that do have any questions on that.
Awesome. So there we have it all. Ladies and gents, thank you so much for your time. We will talk again soon.
This was FitSans Property Exchange, hosted by Pearl Skeltimer. Not only do we keep you informed on the very latest in the property industry, we also empower by expanding your knowledge base. Make sure to visit www.fitsan.co.za to find out more about sectional title scheme management, letting, sales, and trustee training. Remember to subscribe to our channel and follow us on all our social platforms.